My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. And my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. I believe this week has caused a lot of people to think. Charlie Kirk's assassination. Before that, a girl was stabbed in a train. Remembering 9/11, other things. Now, it's interesting, the things that brought to memory. I can still remember my third grade teacher's tears as she received a note. We didn't know what the note was at the time when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Sitting there in a third grade classroom, and then about a half hour, or well, an hour later, I forget, we had a nuclear war rehearsal or whatever, and we crawled under our desks and looked out the windows towards Omaha. Sorry. But it's just one of those ironic things, and it's interesting where your thoughts go. I can remember Martin Luther King's assassination. The Israelis will never forget October 7th. And there are other things in our histories that they bring us thoughts. Do you have any thoughts? Do you wonder what the Lord thought? Did you ask him what he thought? In what ways, what about his ways? He is sovereign, right? He knew this was going to happen. Was it his plans? It's interesting. His plans change, it seems like. At least when God got angry and was going to destroy the Israelites, Moses intervened and intercessed for the Israelites, and the Bible says he decided not to destroy them. We have some influence, and something we want to think about, but our thoughts are not his thoughts. Do you have any thoughts or insights you'd like to share? Now, I wasn't going to leave that in there, but it's what the Lord told me. So is there anything anyone would like to just share? Do we ever ask the Lord why? Next slide. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to the Lord, for he will forgive generously. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. For my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. My thoughts higher than your thoughts. He forgives generously. Will we be generous in our forgiveness? Are we generous in our thoughts for the people that are different than us, that don't believe like us? One of the interesting things is that Jesus expects us to give our lives to him and not to hold back anything. It's interesting, that in some other religions they feel that if they take someone else's life, it gives them a better chance of getting to heaven. I'm glad that our God doesn't do that. It's better that I give my life. Now, when we give our lives, we aren't necessarily dying except to self. Now, sometimes, like Charlie Kirk, he does end up losing his life. And if you've ever read some of the things, Voice of the Martyrs, different ones, around the world, deaths like Charlie Kirk's they happen, you could almost say, every day in smaller communities around the world, Sudan, Somalia, Burkina Faso, variety of different places. We want to really allow the Lord to control our thoughts. And it's a serious time right now. About that time, King Herod Agrippa began to persecute some believers in the church. He had the apostle James, John's brother, killed with a sword. Why James? I mean, he was one of the three top disciples. James, John, and Peter. When Herod saw how much this pleased the Jewish people, he also arrested Peter. It's not often we hear someone that wants to please the Jewish people. But of course, that was 2,000 years ago. This took place during the Passover celebration, which is interesting. It's a year, at least a year, if not more, after Jesus died, because it's now Passover again. Chances are it was 2 or 3 years, but we don't know for sure. Then he imprisoned him, placing him under guard of 4 squads of 4 soldiers each. Herod intended to bring Peter out for public trial after the Passover. But while Peter was in prison, the church prayed very earnestly for him. Now I'll let Paul Harvey tell you the rest of the story. If you remember Paul Harvey, some of you may not. God's ways are not our ways. Why does he allow some to die prematurely and allow others to live? We can't answer that question. His thoughts aren't our thoughts. They're higher, better. He knows what he's doing and the results, and mankind thinks we know what we're doing, but history doesn't verify it. We need to trust the Lord, listen to his word, not just read it. Be attentive to his Holy Spirit. Although his thoughts and his ways are higher, better, he wants us to know and participate in what he's doing. Peter lived, James died. We could ask why. Some people, I've noticed, have started to make other comparisons. Trump lived and Kirk died. But that doesn't make any difference at all. Maybe the person that lives needs to have a little better relationship with the Lord before he dies. I mean, we don't know what God's plans are, but we can trust that they're good. Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink. Even if you have no money, come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me, and you will eat what is good, and you will enjoy the finest food. Listen to his word. Ask the Holy Spirit to give us ears to hear and reveal what he has to say. His word is a feast. It is the feast. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you an unfailing love I promised to David. See how I used him to display my power among the peoples. I made him a leader among the nations. You will also command nations you do not know, and peoples unknown to you will come running to obey. Because I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, have made you glorious. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to the Lord, for he will forgive generously. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. My ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Let the Lord speak to you. Open up your hearts. Let him in. Even Christians need that. The rain and snow come down from heaven, from the heavens, and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all that I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. You will live in joy and peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song. The trees of the field will clap their hands. Where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign of his power and love. It's interesting that if you read some of the accounts of Israel back in the 1840s, 1850s, and 1860s, the land of Israel was a desert and no one really lived there. That's something they forget to tell you today. The population throughout the last 2,000 years in the Middle East has always been, if not a majority Jewish, it has been a very significant minority. You will live in joy and peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song. The trees of the field will clap their hands. Once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign to his power. No one can say the Old Testament doesn't speak today. This is what the Lord says. Be just and fair to all. Do what is right and good, for I am coming soon to rescue you and to display my righteousness among you. Blessed are those who are careful to do this. Blessed are those who honor my Sabbath days of rest and keep themselves from doing wrong. Don't let foreigners who commit themselves to the Lord say, "The Lord will never let me be part of his people. Don't let the eunuchs say, I'm a dried up tree and no children, and with no children and no future. For this is what the Lord says, I will bless those eunuchs who keep my Sabbath days holy and who choose to do what pleases and commit their lives to me. These verses have been used inappropriately in today's world at different times. But the nice thing is it gave hope to a lot of men in the palaces of many kings, because they had many wives back then, so they made eunuchs. I will give them within the walls of my house a memorial and a name far greater than the sons and daughters could give. For the name I will give them is an everlasting one. It will never disappear. I will also bless the foreigners who commit themselves to the Lord, who serve him and love his name, who worship him and do not desecrate the Sabbath day of rest, and who hold fast to my covenant. Now, he does expect us to keep our covenant with the Lord, which we get. It's not the Jewish covenant, but it is the covenant that the Lord made with us when he died and rose. Now, the other thing that you want to notice here, this is one of the things that throughout the Old Testament, you will always see that the Jews were always an example, and their purpose was to be an example and a light to all nations, just like we are to be a light to all nations. I will bring them to my holy mountain of Jerusalem, and I will fill them with joy in my house of prayer. I will accept their burnt offerings and sacrifices because my temple will be called a house of prayer to all nations. Remember when Jesus cleared the merchants out of the temple? They were using the court of Gentiles, the outer court, as a marketplace. If you remember, Jesus said, and he quotes this verse right here, my temple will be called a house of prayer for all nations. Because that was a marketplace, it inhibited people that were not Jewish from worshiping in the outer court, which was something that was expected and was accepted, especially with the first temple. And so it's something we sometimes overlook. Preventing people from all nations to have a place to pray. Israel has always been a witness to the nations. Come, wild animals of the field. Now notice this heading changes from blessings for all nations to sinful leaders condemned, if you're noticing that on the slides. It's not part of the Bible, but it is part of the references. Come, wild animals of the field. Come, wild animals of the forest. Come and devour my people. For the leaders of my people, the world, Lord's watchmen, his shepherds, are blind and ignorant. They are like silent watchdogs that give no warning when the danger comes. They love to lie around, sleeping and dreaming. Like greedy dogs, they are never satisfied. They are ignorant shepherds, all following their own path and intent on personal gain. Come, they say, let's get some wine and have a party. Let's all get drunk. Then tomorrow we'll do it again and have an even bigger party. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways. Banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to the Lord, turn to our God, for he will forgive generously. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The New Testament. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? Jesus told him, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would have known my Father, who my Father is. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus replied, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak to you are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. Now notice, he's giving his disciples his thoughts, which are higher. This is a tough thing, the Trinity. If you love me, obey my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you an advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you and now and later will be in you. Now is later. He's in us. And the one thing we can't as believers say anymore, like they could in the Old Testament, we have access to those higher thoughts. But it has to come through the Holy Spirit who's in us. And that's a very important thing. Because it's amazing, the Holy Spirit. I mean, and I just feel like a baby getting to know my parents. It's like after seeing Nora, it's like, her thoughts are like mine now with the Holy Spirit. I mean, in many ways, and probably Nora's far ahead of me. But we want, the Lord wants us and needs us now in this place because of where we're at in this time. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least, but you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, But you will see me, since I live, you will also live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in the Father, and that you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said to him, Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large? Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. That's interesting. Do I do what the Lord says? How often in a day do I not do? Forgive me, Lord. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Because sometimes when I was reading this, it says, did the Lord actually answer that question? Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large? Without the Holy Spirit, how can he even reveal himself to us? I mean, we come by belief, and then we grow. But the answer is there. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I am telling you is from the Father who sent me, whose thoughts are far higher than mine. I'm telling you these things now while I'm still with you. But the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit. He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. And I have to ask myself, how often have I allowed the Holy Spirit to teach me? Or because I'm so proud to be a teacher that I think that somehow I should know it myself. Without the Holy Spirit, I'm lost. And the neat thing is that you don't have to be a teacher. You just have to be a receiver and allow the Lord to live in you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and remind you of everything I have told you. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oops, I did that one already. I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. Isn't that interesting? The world can't have peace because they don't have it to give. And we certainly are seeing the evidence of that in this century, plus all the other centuries before it, but it seems like this century, there's been less peace this century than, well, I lived in the last century, and there was a lot of war then, but it seems like there's less peace. The peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I am going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really loved me, you would be happy that I'm going to the Father who is greater than I. I have told you these things before they happen, so that when they do happen, you will believe. I don't have much more time to talk to you. Because the ruler of this world approaches, he has no power over me, but I will do what the Father requires of me, so that the world will know that I love the Father. Come, let's be going. Thank you, Lord, for being willing to do what you did. Thank you that you told us before you did it. You even told us in the Old Testament. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways. Banish every thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our Lord, turn to our God, and he will forgive generously. Let this be our prayer. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. Thank you, Lord, that you do not have our thoughts, that your ways are theirs. Teach us your ways, Lord. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, my ways, so my ways are higher than your ways, my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Pray that what the enemy intends for evil, the Lord will use for good. Pray for Tyler Robinson. Pray for ourselves, that we would not have a heart, but we would have a heart for the lost, especially for those that we disagree with and have the most trouble with. Touch our hearts, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word.